Jesus walked through the crowd and went on his way. How often do we struggle with the Christian walk? Being laughed at, ridiculed, made fun of. It's not an easy walk. But the thing is, Jesus walked it before us and showed us the way. And today we're going to look a little more at that way and how God wants to encourage us. Last week, you might recall, we had a reading from 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 31. And the final words of Paul from that reading were, "Earnestly desire God's best gifts, but yet I will show you a more excellent way." And Paul then goes on to share the words of chapter 13, most often referred to as the love chapter of the Bible, the chapter we've just heard Deb bring to us, the more excellent way. That chapter is one of our readings today, and I want to focus on it for a few minutes, the few minutes we have here this morning. I'm sure we're all familiar with the words of Jesus. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John tells us God is love, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a sacrifice to take away our sins. All that we've been singing about and speaking about already this morning. Essentially, if we want to know what real love is, I believe the only way is to know and understand the love that God has given us. Most everyone here will know what it is to love our children. So great is that love that we would do anything and everything in our power to be sure that they are being cared for. And I'm sure most of us would lay down our lives for their welfare. It's not an easy path at times to be a parent. But I think this, above all else, helps us to understand God the Father's amazing and all-embracing love for us. As I did last week, I have a handout for you this morning. And I'd like to pass this around. Okay. All right, now if you'd like to look on, as I considered through this past week what I might say to you today, I felt the need to simply express God's love and goodness through the agency of his word. And when I read through the words of scripture, I can't help but be overawed at his amazing love for us. How great is that love that God has given us his written word of instruction to follow as to how we are to live as his children. I want you to hear from God today. I want you to allow him to speak to you through agency of his everlasting word. And I ask that you allow his love to infiltrate your hearts and open them up to receive from him. When we come together as we are today in his presence, that's what we were singing about earlier on. What better thing can I do than to focus us on him, the one who is above all and through all and in all? And my heart's desire for you is that as I read his word, and I've enlisted some others to help, that you will hear him speak to you. And I want you to hear this as a personal love letter to you from the Lord. Paul in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 says, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." And we know the gospel is the good news of the love of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Saviour, and the Redeemer of all mankind. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you gave your heart and life and soul for us. You showed us what love is really all about. You loved us from the very beginning, and you will love us at the very end. You've opened the way for us, Lord God, to receive eternal life. And you've showered us with your goodness and love. You've shown us what it is, not only to love you, but to love others, and to do so with all of our heart. And so this morning, Lord, as we look at your word of encouragement to us, I pray that you'd fill our hearts to overflowing once more with the awareness and the assurance that you alone are Lord and God, and that you love us with a love beyond our understanding or comprehension. And I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you would be the one to touch us today, to lead us into all truth. And out of that will come life in abundance, as you promise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus, you said in John 8, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus, thank you for showing me the true way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Lord, we know that you alone are the source of life. John said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Lord God, you offer us rest. Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I ask that you might join me in these next few words as we say together, Lord God, you give many promises in your word. You promise that you will love and care for me without measure if I will faithfully determine to follow your ways. I know that you care for me more than any other person can or ever will. Help me to know and understand how deep your love really is. I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. And John says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from me. Anyone who loves is born of me and knows me. I have shown how much I loved you by sending my only son into the world so that you might have eternal life through him. This is real love. It is not that you love me, but that I loved you and sent my son as a sacrifice to take away your sins. You love each other because I first loved you. Paul assures me of your everlasting and unbounding love. Can anything ever separate me from your love, Lord Jesus? Does it mean you no longer love me if I have trouble or calamity, or am persecuted, or am hungry or cold, or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is mine because it is you who loves me. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate me from your love. Death can't, and life can't. The angels can't, and the demons can't. My fears for today, my worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep your love away. Whether I am high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate me from the love you have revealed to me in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Isaiah writes, have you never heard or understood? Are you deaf to my words, the words I gave before the world began? Are you so ignorant? It is I who sits above the circle of the earth. The people below seem to me like grasshoppers. I am the one who spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes my tenth from them. I judge the great people of the world and bring them all to nothing. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? I call them all by name, and I count them to see that none are lost or have strayed away. Have you never heard one stood? Don't you know that I, the Lord, am the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? I never grow faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of my understanding. I give power to those who are tired and worn out. I offer strength to the weak. Even youths will become exhausted, and young men will give up. But those that wait on me to find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. The psalmist writes, I am the Lord. I heal the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. I count the stars and call them all by name. I am the great Lord God. My power is absolute, and my understanding beyond comprehension. I cover the heavens with clouds and provide rain to the earth. I make the green grass grow in great mountain pastures. I feed the wild animals, and the young ravens cry to me for food. The strength of the horse does not impress me. How weak in my sight is the strength of my hand. Rather my delight is in those who honour me, those who put their hope in my unfailing love.
The psalm writer writes, I, the Lord, am merciful and gracious. I am slow to get angry and full of unfailing love. I will not always accuse you nor remain angry forever. I have not punished you for your sins, nor do I deal with you as you deserve. For my unfailing love toward you who fear me is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. I have removed your rebellious acts as far from me as the east is from the west. I, the Lord, am like a father to you, my children, tender and compassionate to all who fear me. My mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, especially on those who remember my commandments and do them. If you confess your sins to me, I will be faithful and just to forgive you, and I will cleanse you from all your iniquities. As we heard this morning, there is no longer any condemnation for those of you who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in my almighty shadow. This I will declare to you. I alone will be your refuge, your place of safety. I am your God, and you can trust me. I will rescue you from every trap and protect you. It is good to give your thanks and praise to me, the Lord Most High. It is good for you to know of my unfailing love in the morning and my faithfulness at night. You should sing for joy because of what I have done for you. Would you like to come?
You, Lord, have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought from far away. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You go before me and you also follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to know. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to be as night, but even in the darkness, I could never hide from you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so complex. Your workmanship is marvellous. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of my mother's womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They are innumerable. I can't name them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up in the morning, they are still with me. I so love the world that I gave my only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me and allow me to abide in you, you will bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And from Revelation, look, I am making all things new. Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give the springs of the water of life without charge. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. And from 2 Timothy, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do. God wants us, his children, to obey and to make right decisions. And so he accepts full responsibility for guiding us. Following God's way is a daily process of trust. We learn God's will by reading his life-giving word, the word that you've heard this morning. There we find rules and commands that will lead to our success and principles for daily application. Studying God's word is the only way for a believer to recognize his will. And as believers, we must be listening so that we can discern when he is revealing his will to us. Pray every day that God will make you sensitive to his ways. And finally, I trust this will give you an incentive to dig deeper into God's word of life, to be assured of how great is his love for you and how much he wants you to know him and to love him with all of your heart. So we pray. Father, once again, we thank you for your many blessings, but above all, the blessing of your word that encourages and reminds us of how great your love for us is, how much you want the best for us, Lord, how much you provided for us. You've left us in no doubt or hesitation. And so we thank you again. for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us, day by day and even moment by moment. And Father, essentially all we can really say is thank you. Help us to be all that you desire us to be, each one. And may it be to the glory of your kingdom. And in all of it we ask and pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.